kind of getting at. It's kind of an abstract thinking, and it has to do. Yeah, it's great though, because it's what you're talking about is kind of similar to ego death, and
yes, it's like something, or a dark night of the soul before we really, you know, make it through the other end, kind of
and
thing,
it's,
right?
It's a very transformative thought process, where you know you're not the top of the pyramid anymore. You know, you're starting to see where you are in this life cycle. And I like how you brought
there's a humbleness within it.
Yeah, I like how you brought up the part of death, because that's part of life. And it's very paradoxical, but it's true. It's a very true part of life, because you need death to continue life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I loved what you were saying about ego death, because I gave the example of it could be a thought system that you've been in, like a thought habit system of your mind, but it can be your heart. And that's even, to me, the very powerful, a heart, or connected to heart and spiritual, the spiritual elements, and what working within a certain kind of unconscious framework, and then kind of all of that shatters or shifts. And all of a sudden, it's operating from almost a very different map of sorts. Do you know what I'm, you know? So and nature always gives me some sense of groundedness and what's the word? Security within this dynamism.
It gives
a sense of security.
What you're saying also works in sequence with some of the words of Dr. Akvan, our international law lawyer, and he really emphasized on empathy. And in order to have empathy, we have to have less ego. And it's something that is required. We have to have a little bit of ego death to spark the ability to have empathy for our fellow man and those around us that are suffering. You know, I get to see it every day out on the streets, and you know, there's people, you know, struggling through life, and you know, they're missing an arm, they're missing a leg, sometimes both, and just sometimes even blind, and yet they're continuing, just going on, like, you know, life is going to be gone tomorrow, and it could be for any of us. And so we need to have those parts of empathy to realize, you know, there's always somebody out there that's worse off than us, no matter what we're going through. You know, there always is somebody out there worse. So I really like what you brought up about the ego death and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of the phoenix rising from the ashes.
So I think she must have pressed something or something.
That's all good. We got some good wise words out of her, as always. Celia, she's the president of the Minnekana Park Association, which is a beautiful regional park in Port Coquitlam.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's always got amazing words.
Sorry you got cut off there.
No worries.
But I was thanking you for, you know.
The universe is testing us.
Yeah, I was thanking you for bringing that up, you know, the death part. And it's just always an important thing to get the aspect of everybody, and it just adds to the whole conversation. So
you're welcome, and thank you.
We really appreciate you coming on and joining us live and bringing some of your knowledge and perspectives and experience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I'm loving I started listening late, but I'm really enjoying the show, and love to both of you and all our listeners and the people support staff at CJSF.
We really have to give a lot of shout out to to Magnus and Jesse and Jujul. I saw her out there, and and the volunteers here, some of them I don't even know their names. I should be getting them, but a big shout out to them for, you know, coming in, volunteering, and helping us keep this radio station functioning, running, going, and then we're able to, you know, share all this wonderful programming with the rest of the world. And
absolutely,
yeah. So we also encourage everybody out there, because we do have an app, and people can download it on their iPhones or Androids, whatever. Just go to the download station, look for CGSF 90.1 FM, and just download it. And very soon we'll be able to play our podcasts right on the app too.
Awesome.
But so far, yeah, so far you can go to the website and listen to the old podcasts, and we got some pretty awesome stuff on there.
How many do we have on there now? What's in our library?
I believe we have over 170 now.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, so it's getting up there. We've been on for about 3.5 years now.
Amazing, bro. Great conversation, yeah. Good music, lots of love to the listeners, yeah, and everybody here at the studio. Thank you so much.
Yes. So, thank you. Yeah, thank you for joining us. And I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. And just have a great rest of your week and weekend. And lots of love to you and your family. And stay safe.
We love
you.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Love to everyone. Okay, yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Oh, and also I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeff Scott at Tri-City Community TV. He's got some pretty good stuff over there too that he's doing for the community, and getting some good knowledge out there, and awesome footage of the community. Just plug into that Tri-City Community TV. He's got some good stuff on YouTube too. So anyways, we're going to carry on with our show, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and
hello, brother.
Hey, brother. Just hold on a minute, and we're going to get to you very shortly. We have a song that's the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. He picked it out, and it's called Dance of the Dead, and it's by Jenna Louise, Sam Haynes, and Gary Bennett. And it's a very special song, so we're gonna have a listen to that, and then we'll get to Shkwait Shachlach. So enjoy, everyone.
As the moon grows wide, shadows start to sway.
Dance with the dead on this bloody
That was Dance with the Dead, Eve Valentine, and that was by Jenna Louise, Sam Haynes, Gary Bennett, and man, pretty powerful. And we have on the line with us Shkwaishakhlach, and he's my brother from Gwaishkana, BC, a very extreme survivalist. He's gone through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big floods of a few years ago. So he's had to dance with death, and he survived it all. And just a big inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story and history. And we're just so honored and blessed to have him come on our program, on with us live, and share some of his knowledge and words. And welcome, Shkwaisht.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Happy to be still alive again in a week.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we were just thanking you for bringing us all your wisdom, you know, with your all your surviving your dances with death. And yeah, just an incredible story that you've been able to survive and come through, and then bring some of the knowledge that you have that helped you survive all that. And we have a subject today, and it's on human growth, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
When I think of human growth, you know, I think of infancy to becoming an elder, as well as, you know, that's physical. Then there's our personality, and mind, body, and soul. So the mind, we need education, skills to help us continue to thrive and survive. Mm. You know, because I always go back to positivity. You know, mm-hmm. We got to be positive. Because mm-hmm. The second you let negativity grab hold, it's a quick spiral down to, you know, something that I try not to think of too much, you know. I'm not ready to kick off yet. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm just compared to our grandpa, I'm a teenager still here. I'm in, you know, getting close to 60.
Yeah.
Grandpa standard, it's a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, growth, skills, you know, you gotta acquire skills and education that'll help you make the right choices and all that, you know, because, you know, I don't say that it was an act of the Creator that I just got sick, you know, because I was making wrong choices, you know, eating junk food all the time. Mm. We used to eat healthy, but as soon as I got behind the desk, I had a little bit more money. It was easier just to go to the quick food restaurants and ruin my diet, you know, and that's negativity, you know. Sure, it's okay to have it every now and then, but not three times a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, helping get back to a good health is a skill, you know. You got to read, you got to educate yourself on nutrition and proteins and all that. So I think that's what I think of human growth is education and skills to help you stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful, wonderful words.
That's the only thing I can think of is human growth. Mm. You know, there's reading and all that for spirituality and all that, but for me, it's just about the physical right now, just staying alive.
Mm. Yes. Well,
I got to learn to sound like Jesus. Staying alive.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate your words and your wisdom and what you have to pass on to us from, you know, just your experience of going through what you went through. And so we're always very enthused to have you come on our program and just share some of that wisdom and some of the growth that you've had to go through and just being able to share it and pass it on to us. So we really thank you and appreciate you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate how your words were very, simple in a sense, you know? Educate yourself, learn, mm-hmm. you know, make yourself valuable, make yourself competent. And that's really powerful stuff because the stuff that we were talking about earlier is real out there, you know, hippy-dippy stuff. And this is real concrete stuff that you're giving us. So we really appreciate your wisdom.
Mm. Yeah, so...
I'm happy to hear that it helps a little bit in others, you know, as well as myself.
Mm, yes. Okay, so I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. We thank you for joining us live and all your sharing, and we just wish you a great rest of your week and weekend and great recovery. So lots of blessings to you.
Thank you, brother. All the best.
Thank you guys for your well-wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love there at the station and the listeners abroad. I send it all back to you guys 1,000-fold.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good afternoon and a good rest of your week as well.
Okay, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. So we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me, or any one of us, at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, coming up next, we're going to have our Lady Fahima, but we're going to play her a song from Greenleaf, Trails and Passes. So enjoy, everyone. We're getting short on time, so we're going to bring in Lady Fahima with us right now. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, hello, dear Chief and respected listeners across the country, outside of the country, especially the student of Simon Fraser University.
Yes, thank you. We have a subject. It's on human growth, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, same as usual, is wonderful subject that you always choose. Human growth, besides the physically, that from the childhood, the nutritious, the food, the sleep, the rest, you know, vitamins, all these process that physically we grow. I refer back to the other part of the growth of the humanity, like Dr. Holakui. He's the psychologist from LA and from Los Angeles, United States. And this is his phrase, is always addressing to the listeners. He has his own radio station as well. He's saying, you know, taking the risk, that is the time you growth, because that is the time you just stand up, you whatever the obstacles is on your way or difficulties is on your path, you challenge it, you pick it up, and you carry on. And from the risk, we grow. We grow and we are going and reaching the success. And the best example that I can provide it to you, like Mr. Sahba, the architect of Lotus, the worshiping Lotus in New Delhi in India, he basically engaged and worked side by side, consulted side by side by that land, by that nature of the people, to bring his talent on the Mother Earth to attract the world, because it brings, you know, the unity among all the nation. And this is something that we have many great examples, and he's one of the most significant examples that we can looking into it, and we can follow. As a nationwide, we are very privileged to experience without the judgment, without color, without any background of one another, accepting one another, and bringing the peace and harmony and live with the joy and the happiness. And I wish the best for each one of you and the peace for the world and Canada. Thank you very much for having me.
Beautiful and wonderful. We all want to follow you on your path of mankind down the trails and passes, just like the song from Greenleaf. Thank you for joining us, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yes. Yeah,
yes,
bye for now.
Bye bye. Thank you so much.
And thank you all for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Here's some Sarmad Haddad music from his acoustic guitar.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, bye for now, everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.